We're here at the conclusion of the CTIC Conservation and Action Tour in the Everglades Agricultural Area. With me is the chairman.
I am, yeah. I'm the chairman of the board of the directors for the Conservation Technology Information Center. You bet.
And you are also with John Deere, also a sponsor of this event. And so, Polly, what do you think? What do you think? How do you think about it? You're from Missouri, right?
Yep, that's it. I farm in Missouri on the weekends, and so it's a little different down here.
What do you think about that sugarcane harvesting and planting?
You know, the coordination that they had out in the field with the machines was really interesting. And the fact that they have to put down 4 to 6 tons per acre when they plant of that stock material, it's quite different. So it was really neat to see it, neat to see the dark soils, neat to see the systems they have in place down here from land preparation through planting, through crop care, and then through harvest. So, you know, they're using precision technology, and they're doing a good job of taking care of the land down here.
Yeah, I was really interested to see their use of the John Deere technology, J.D. Link in particular.
Yep, J.D. Link, they're coordinating their machines. You know, I think in the field that we were in, I didn't count them, but there had to be over a dozen machines in the field in a pretty small area, and coordinating those machines and, you know, making the most efficient use of them to get as many acres out in an hour as they could. That's really what they're trying to do, and J.D. Link empowers them to do that from a central remote location and keep those machines up and going and maximize uptime.
I know, that was a great endorsement for J.D. Link, I thought. So how do you think the whole thing came across? I mean, this was a, you know, like I said, kind of stepping outside your comfort zone for CTIC to come down here to the southern part of the U.S.
Yeah, it was, and give credit to our local partners, especially Florida Sugarcane Co-op and even U.S. Sugar. Who stepped up, and you know, they made some things happen. They left some fields open for us. They coordinated so we could stop here. We could see the operations going on in action. And for those of us from the Midwest who aren't used to these kinds of cropping systems and operations, it was eye-opening and a tremendous level of coordination. They really do a good job down here of farming the ground and taking care of the land, like I said.
And what kind of feedback have you gotten from the tour participants?
I think it's been good. I think it's been terribly exciting because a lot of the participants haven't had the exposure to, you know, some of the machines like we were talking about, the sugarcane harvesting, and to see the coordination in the field. You just can't imagine because there had to be close to a dozen tractors with three carts each behind them lined up, and you had three sugarcane harvesters there. And to see that, to see the amount of the mass material going through there, it's just really fun. And fortunately, nobody got bit by an alligator, so that was the good news from the whole tour.
Or even a fire ant. But really, the whole thing was about conservation and what they've done with BMPs here and the farmers working with the researchers, working with the state. Is pretty amazing, isn't it?
It really is. So there's really a 2 or 3 step process there with the farmers putting BMPs in place out on the ground, and then going from there from the stormwater treatment areas before it actually goes into the Everglades agricultural area and flows down several miles and gets to the end of that. So when you look at what they're required to do, a 25% reduction, and they've achieved over a 60% reduction since they implemented this in 1995. Tremendous story for the entire system. Agriculture is the first part of that, then the stormwater treatment areas is the second part before it flows into the Everglades agriculture, or the Everglades actually physically. So really neat stuff. I was really encouraged by that. You know, that 10 parts per billion magic number seems to be unattainable. I don't know if they're going to get it or not, but to the progress they've made so far is really encouraging.
All right. It's something to show the rest of the country that they really can do this, especially if farmers are part of the process. They're happy to do it, right?
Absolutely. Farmers care, and they've proven that on this tour down here.
All right. Thank you very much. Polly Bradley with John Deere, the chairman of the CTIC, and at the conclusion of the CTIC Conservation and Action Tour in the Everglades, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.